You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Oh, yeah, we feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
I got to hear.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. We have a great show for you tonight. You're listening to the hottest show on the radio. If you're just turning in, say, what's this all about? This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
I feel good.
That's right. Today, to my right, co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly am. 1 week later, back in the seat. Hi, everybody. Welcome a week later to the December 16th Blind and Beyond radio show.
And to my left, co-host Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, y'all.
David, welcome back.
Thank you. I missed everybody. Good to be back.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass that Dave and I can't see, Chris Shaw, are you there?
I feel good.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know
he
I
feels
am.
Good. He feels good. That's Chris Shaw. That's right. He's the one who puts it all together. Chris Shaw. And sitting next to Chris Shaw, there's a beautiful woman. That's right. He's got a beautiful one tonight. The beautiful, the articulate, Charlotte. Charlotte
Hi,
Massey,
everyone.
You there?
She's there.
All right, Charlotte.
I heard you, Charlotte. Say it again.
Good evening, everyone.
Is that sexy? That's Charlotte Massey. Well, this is Michael, your co-host. And, a host. What am I talking about now? I'm losing my mind. And listen, the phone number to call in, which I hope you do tonight. We got a lot of things happening. We got some great prizes tonight. I hope you call in for other things, too, besides that. And we got the great Billy Parker coming on at 7:15. Mm-hmm. The phone number... The call-in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. As your host, what do you
forget,
want?
I have some shout-outs.
Okay. I want to tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. As your host, it's an honor, and I mean a real honor, for you joining us tonight. I hope you'll keep listening the whole show. And don't forget, we're live from Orlando, Florida. What do you want, Lynn?
Okay, well, I have an interesting shout out, and then David, I'll ask you if you have anybody to shout out to. I never really knew many people that had a December birthday like I do, and all of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork. So I'd like to give a few shout outs to birthdays this past week. Shout out to Richard Oline. Richard Oline, as you know, is Lighthouse Central Florida, and and one of the supporters of our show. And happy belated birthday, Richard.
Happy birthday, Richard, David, old buddy.
David Goldfield. Happy birthday,
happy birthday,
week.
Dave.
Jason Goldfield this week.
Jason. Wow, Jason.
Wanda Goldfield this week.
All the Goldfields.
Happy birthday, Kelly James.
Kelly
this
James.
Week. That's
hey,
right.
Kelly.
All within just days.
Happy birthday.
And Leslie Spoon.
I was just going to say, what happened to
happy
Leslie?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Wow, happy birthday, Leslie.
So there you go.
That
so,
sounds like the makings of a party right there.
I know. So, David, do you have any shout outs?
I don't really have any shout outs, but I will ask for anyone listening. For prayers for dear friends of mine, the Beirutti brothers, Seth and Jaden, who got into a terrible car wreck last night, and we hope the best for them and their family.
So we certainly do. It was a bad accident, Chris, right around the corner from here.
Yep, on 429, a four-car wreck. So we are hoping the best.
This is the time of the year, unfortunately.
It's true. Everybody's got to take it slow. Don't be in a rush.
Right. That's right.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, all you folks out there, and that's ice cold time, even Florida, I can't say, it's amazing. In Florida, we think it's going to be warm, but it's not warm here either. Mm-mm. Were you surprised, David, about the weather?
Well, you know, it was pretty darn nice today, but I'll tell you, just a couple days ago when it was 38 in the morning when I got up, that was certainly a bit of a surprise. So, I mean, from one day to the next, you don't know what you're going to get.
David and Michael, I believe we have a call.
We have a call.
All the way from down on I-95 South from Palm Beach, Florida.
Wow. Cool.
She wants to call and say hi to you, say good evening to you. And say good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, Miss Drusilla. Oh.
Drusilla.
Hi, Drusilla.
Hi, Drusilla. Hey, Drusilla.
Good evening to each and every last one of you all. I just want you all to know that I am tuned in. And what about my tap tap song? Have you all find that?
We got song you covered. Talking about?
I don't think I've heard your tap tap song. It sounds cool though already.
Oh, she's talking about the tap tap song. Did you find that yet?
Yes, Michael was the first one to play that a few years ago, and I have not heard it since then, Michael.
Well, we'll have to find it. Lynn, did you find it yet?
We're going to play it in the second hour.
We're
going to
find it. She said the second
I
hour we're going to play
it.
Oh, she found it. She found it.
Did you write
thank
that song?
You,
she found it.
You're welcome, Drusilla. I found it for you.
Thanks for calling in, Drusilla.
You stay tuned. We'll play it the second
You're
hour.
You're welcome, Michael and Chris and Charlotte.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. Enjoy the show.
Yep.
I will.
That's Drusilla from West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay. Keep on listening.
So did she write it? Write that song?
No, it's just something I found quite a few years ago when people liked it, and I kind of stopped playing it, but we're going to play it again tonight.
Okay, cool.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So just to let you know, this in a few minutes, our guest caller, Billy Parker, will be calling in, and Billy is the Program Director, Employment Support Services at National Industries for the Blind. He'll be calling in to talk about employment contracts. As well, at the same time, we're having Gina Natoli calling in, and she's in charge of contract closeout specialists. She's a contract closeout specialist supervisor in Philadelphia, and she's in charge of contract management services. So,
Lynn, I
want to
say something that's very important. All kidding aside, folks.
They'll be calling in soon.
This show, when I first started the show, when we first started it, it was supposed to be educational.
That's right.
Fun, entertaining. Okay.
What happened? Come on, Michael. No,
we kept all that, but we added now a reference to employment.
Yeah,
we want to get people jobs, people who want jobs, to get them jobs.
It's a biggie.
So now National Industry of the Blind, you know, they're a big company. They're all over the country, and they have many umbrellas. What's this? Oh, he's found that song. He's playing that thing now. Chris, I'm talking. Stop it.
That's who we got. Ray Parker coming on tonight, right?
Yep.
No, Billy Parker.
Billy Parker.
Oh,
he's
Billy
talking
Parker.
Talking right now about National Industries for the Blind.
Yeah, I'm talking about it right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought we said Ray Parker. I'm sorry.
No.
So
close. in reference to jobs, right now is my mission. It's been a mission of mine now for the last few months, because talking to people that need jobs, they're looking for jobs, and our friends, Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina, they have, I know, jobs.
Lighthouse Central, Florida.
Lighthouse Central, of course. They're always looking for folks there, mm-hmm. and jobs.
I have one later to tell you about. Yep.
But also, Billy Parker, he's all over the country. And they're looking for jobs in every part of the country. So whether it be this job or that job or this job, they got many jobs, many jobs. And let's just say this way. There's no reason that if you need a job and you can't find one, well, there's out there for you. Call us. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more. When we come back, we'll be talking about jobs. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding the public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Now, we have a guest coming in right now, which I hope you do call in and ask him some questions, especially if you're looking for jobs. Guy's a tremendous guy. His name is Billy Parker. And Lynn, why don't you introduce
Billy?
Right, I'll
do the formal introduction. Yes. So Billy Parker is calling in right now, and he is the program director, employment support services at National Industries for the Blind. And also calling in simultaneously is Gina Natoli. And Gina is in charge of the contract management services in Philadelphia.
Hey, Billy.
She's a contract closeout specialist supervisor. So we have a big party line here tonight.
So, Billy, you're on, Billy.
Hi,
you
Billy.
There?
Great.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, guys. Michael, Lynn, thanks for having me on again. It's always
pleasure.
A pleasure to talk with you guys. So, Michael, as you said earlier, and it's about employment. It's about matching talent with jobs. And that's what we're trying to do every day with the National Industries for the Blind. For those not familiar with NIB, we've been around 80 years, and our mission and focus is employment and economic independence of individuals who are blind. So we do that in a lot of ways. We have a lot of opportunities ranging from management, warehouse management, to cybersecurity, to contract management. You name it, we probably do it, and we're always looking to come up with new programs where there's a need for employment. And I've had a couple opportunities to talk to you about kind of various jobs we have around the country in a broad sense. But tonight I really wanted to take an opportunity to really focus on one of our most successful programs that we've had at NIB that's been going on around since 2010. So it's called the Contract Management Support Program. And our focus is to do work on contracts for the federal government. So obviously the federal government buys a lot of products. They spend a lot of money. But they don't have a lot of time to close out these contracts. So it's a lot of effort and a lot of work. So our teams go in and actually assist federal government with closing out contracts, which takes a lot of skill and a lot of knowledge to understand how to do that, and also opens the door for upward mobility. And that's what we really love about this program. So with that, again, like I said, we've been doing this program for a number of years now. We have seven or eight agencies doing it around the country. And one of the needs is talent. So it's a good problem, but one of the problems we're running into is our teams are so good, the federal government keeps hiring the employees. So that's great. So that's kind of our mission, what we want to have happen. But as they move on and take those roles with the federal government, we're often looking to fill in individuals into those opportunities. We're looking for individuals probably they have a business degree or some college education would be great, or equivalent work experience. You know, it's a professional field. We work with training with Department of Defense's Defense Acquisitions University. So it's an opportunity to go take Department of Defense training for free online. So we go in and we help prepare individuals to take the training for free. They can put that on the resume, but it also qualifies them for this type of employment. So when I knew I was going to be on, I thought it would be a great idea. You know, I could talk about this all day, and it's something that really excites me and I've been doing for a long time, but I thought it would be better to bring on someone who's actually is doing this right now and has gone through the program and has been very successful with it. Gina, who's on with us now, has been involved for several years with the program. And just recently, she was selected as our Outstanding Participant of the Year for Contract Management Support. So out of all the teams, we have about 160 employees around the country doing this. She was selected as the top one
wow.
out of the program.
Wow. Congratulations,
and doing a tremendous
Gina.
Job. She's doing a tremendous job. And but I wanted to give her an opportunity to talk firsthand on her experience, how it's gone, the benefits, and so forth. So if you don't mind, I'll kind of kick it over to Gina.
Okay.
If that's
Hi,
okay.
Gina. All right. Thank you, Billy. Hi, Gina. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Congratulations,
Gina.
Did I understand you're from Philadelphia?
You. Yes, I'm in Philadelphia. Thank you.
Are you an Eagles fan?
I'm actually a New York Giant.
Oh, my
goodness. I'm actually a New York Giant.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
But, yes.
So tell us.
The CMS program that NIB has, it's a wonderful program for blind and visually impaired individuals to gain experience in contract management services. This program is wonderful. It employs individuals who are blind and visually impaired and provides them with employment opportunities on contract administrative support services. And what the CMS program does, what we do, we have our team of closeout contract specialists. We close out contracts for the federal government. What we basically do is we do the end of the contract services. We basically make sure everything is shipped, delivered, accepted, paid, and we go ahead and close out the contract for the government. It's a wonderful program. I've done all of the CMS training courses that NIB provides through the Defense Acquisition University program that W. Parker just mentioned a few minutes ago. And it is a wonderful program. It has provided a wonderful opportunity for the blind and visually impaired to be independent members of society. If not for this program, I'm very independent. I'm living on my own, have my own apartment. It's a wonderful experience, a wonderful opportunity. And there's so many opportunities in this field for government contracting, specifically for the contract management support services. It's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
So there are positions all over the country. I mean, do you have to move, or are they in your, in the various metropolitan areas? How does that work?
Lynn, thanks. It's all over the country, ranging from San Diego all the way to, I think, far east as we go is Philadelphia at this point. So from San Diego, from Philadelphia, that's pretty much coast to coast. Mm-hmm. And right now, 7 or 8 agencies. Our most recent, funny enough, just opened up in Orlando. We're working with Lighthouse Works right now on a contract.
Lighthouse Works.
They're doing work for the Marines. Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Let me just say this way. If anybody wants to call in right now, the lines are open. So if you want to call in and ask any question you'd like, the lines are open. Call 407-894-1680. If you want to ask them any questions, call free right now. Call in and ask any question you want.
All right, I had a question for Gina real quick. Yeah. Gina, this is Dave. I was wondering what kind of background you had before you got into the contract closing with the business with the government. Had you done similar work before this, or was this brand new for you?
I have not. My background is in education. I have a degree in education for the visually impaired, for the blind and visually impaired. So when I started this CMS program, this was very new to me. I started about 5 years ago. I completed the program and completed the CMS training courses. So this contracting job was very new to me prior to starting it.
That's cool. So you're not from Philadelphia?
Gina, did you hear Michael?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I said you're originally not from Philadelphia.
No, I'm originally from New Jersey. Yes.
I relocated
to Philadelphia.
And hence she likes the Giants.
The position as a contract closeout specialist in the Philadelphia agency, associate agency, in Vision Corps, and we have a location in Philadelphia.
Well, if you have your teaching education background, that you have to be detail-oriented, and that's why you're so good at it.
I just think it's great that you didn't have to originally have had a background to be able to take the classes and stuff, and obviously you had a degree already, and you're very intelligent, mm-hmm. but it's awesome that you're mm-hmm. able to get into a different field if you wanted to. So,
And that's what's been so great about this program. We work with a lot of individuals. A number have are transitioning careers because maybe a career they were doing prior. We had someone in the medical field who lost his vision and he could no longer continue in the medical field and completely had to change careers and ended up coming over to contract management and was able to excel very quickly because of his previous experience. So we get a lot of individuals with professional level experience that are able to transition and use that. But we also get a lot of individuals maybe right out of college. We do a lot of work with universities, so it's a great job to jump right into Right out of college. So it runs the gamut. And also in the relocation, I'd say roughly about 30% of our individuals relocate across the country for this job. It's a good paying job. It's got a lot of opportunity to it. So people are open to moving for this opportunity. So we have quite a few individuals moving across country for this.
So Billy, tell a little bit more. Tell us again about the training program at the Defense Acquisition University online, you said.
Sure, absolutely. So the program is through Defense Acquisitions University, which is part of the Department of Defense. We have a MOU with them to basically partner, where they'll allow our individuals to take the courses for free, which is usually just for government employees to take. And the benefit for them is kind of what I mentioned earlier. We're doing it backwards. Usually we'd get hired by the federal government and take the training and then, you know, learn and move forward. We're training individuals and then plugging them into our contract positions. But as a contractor, they learn the job, and then the government could potentially hire them. So as they're being hired, they're gaining a really good talent pool. So it's a real win for the government. And on our end, it's a real win because, as Gina mentioned, she was an education major. So it's hard to get into the field unless you have this type of training and background. So she's able to go in and take these online courses through DAU to do that. You know, to apply for that, you could go to NIB.org under training, or go to CMS.info, I-N-F-O, at NIB.org to go in and register or email us about questions about signing up for the program if you're interested.
Or if they can just go to the general email for National Industries of the Blind also, someone can help them?
Correct.
Yeah.
And go under training. It's under the training link. But, yes, if you just call the general number, they know me, so they'll be happy
you.
To forward you over. We're also really excited. We're going to have a and I think you guys mentioned our last virtual career fair, but on January 17th, we are going to do another virtual career fair just focus on contract management. So our last one we did, we had over 200 participants that were blind who participated. So we're going to do this again. So I'll be getting information out
good.
To you guys, maybe just to share with your audience.
Yes,
but
I just
we're
wrote
really
it
excited
down.
About that as well.
I just wrote it
and
down.
And don't forget, when you call in, folks, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
You know, I heard you say very quickly, but my ears perked up, Billy, something about cybersecurity jobs. So the next time you come on, I hope you talk about that, the cybersecurity.
Sure, we definitely
that
set, such base on that
really,
one. That would be great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to hear about that.
So what's so great about contract management right now, we have jobs available right now,
mm-hmm.
which drives us crazy when we have good jobs available.
Right.
And we're having a hard time finding, you know, individuals to put into those seats. So, you know, it does take a very specific skill. It's not something everyone can do by any means. No, there are not a lot of Ginas out there. Gina's outstanding at what she does. But what's so great, Gina's also really good at teaching new staff as they come in. So I know she's worked with a lot of her new team members and shared kind of what she's learned with the program and has been able to mentor and teach them as they came in. So she's done an excellent job with that as well.
Gina, do you travel? So do you travel to the different locations, or are you just basically working in Philly?
Right now I'm basically working in the Philadelphia location, training my team members as they come in,
mm-hmm.
The contract management support services, the closeout position.
It's a very exciting opportunity for everybody out
there. If you
there.
Want to call
yeah,
in and ask any questions, now's the time to do it because we're running close. So now's the time, 407-894-1680. If you want to talk to Billy.
Or Gina.
Or Gina. Mm-hmm.
Gina, I was hoping to ask you real briefly. I don't know anything about your vision problem, but I'm wondering if you're totally blind, what type of access technology you might use in the job that you're doing right now.
I am legally blind. I was born premature. I have retinal empathy of prematurity. I have some sight. I use large print and magnifiers to at my position for work, and I also use Zoom Text as well for my computer screen software.
Okay, great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. We learned a lot.
And don't forget,
you.
When you
Thank
call
you
in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome,
well,
Gina.
It's our pleasure.
Congratulations and on that fine award, too.
And
Thank
when you're
you
calling
so
in, don't forget they have many, many jobs available. So not just one. When you call up National Industry of the Blind, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show, but they have many jobs. Ask them where you fit in.
Yep.
If you can't fit
just ask for Billy Parker and have him transfer you.
There you go. Right. Billy Parker. Ask that's for the Billy password. Parker.
Billy, thanks for all you're doing for getting the blind folks hooked up with jobs, because I know it means a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Same to you guys. It's a team effort.
That's
so,
correct.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we have to do this a lot more, because I want to get a lot of people, I don't want to hear anybody say they can't get a job. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear
all right.
Somebody says they don't have a job and they're blind. I don't want to hear that, because there's so many jobs available, and that's why I'm saying got to call Billy Parker at National Industry of the Blind. Do that today.
He'll hook
and
you
don't
up.
Forget to say you heard a Blind and Beyond radio show.
What's that, David?
I said he will hook you up.
He'll hook you up. Well, you guys have a good week, and thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon, Billy.
Very happy.
Sounds
happy
great.
Holidays
thanks, guys.
To both.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Gina.
God bless you all.
All right.
Take care.
We're going to break, Michael.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond radio show.
Or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap, text, and email, and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Nancy from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show family, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You know, going back about the jobs, when we went to break, I was discussing with Lynn, when I went blind, let's say 9 years ago, almost 10 years now, they didn't have all that. If they did, they weren't talking about it like today.
There's just so many opportunities out there. And it's just today, incredible.
You know, there's many, many things. Like, for instance, if you listen to Billy Parker, you can call him and discuss, you know, well, you want a job, but you're not good at A, you're not good at B, you're not good at C. So what else do they have for you? So the question is, there's always something that maybe you can do that they need. So there's many things. When I went blind, I probably would have called up, and if I, everything being equal, I would have called up and asked them if they had any kind of a sales job that I could talk to people in the world of sales, because there may be somebody that needed somebody somewhere for sales. So I could have asked somebody something. So if you are visually impaired and blind and you want a job, there's jobs out there for you. You just have to make a phone call.
Let me give the main number right now, not to confuse everybody with specifics. This is just the main phone number for NIB, and just ask for Billy Parker. That's all you have to do. That's your foot in the door. 703-310-0500. 703-310-0500. And just
ask for Billy Parker.
Visit the website, NIB.org.
And don't forget to say that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And the website is just NIB, B as in boy, NIB.org. And the button is right there on our website. Okay. Yeah. All right, Michael, you have a call.
All right, so we're going to go to trivia in just 1 second. Okay. But we're taking a call before we go to trivia. I'm taking a call right now from Philadelphia. Jim from Philadelphia. Jim, are you
right
there? From Philadelphia. You there?
Hey, I'm up here in Philly. I enjoyed a cheesesteak and a hoagie so far.
Where'd you have the cheesesteak?
That is not fair. No, you cannot, Jim, call in telling us about the hoagie.
Where'd you have the cheesesteak?
Jim's.
There you go. Jim's. That's the place. Yep.
And I had the hoagie from Bridesburg Pizza on Richmond Street. And I thought of all you guys. I said they wish they could have one.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
This morning I had a nice breakfast with Scrapple, scrambled eggs, the whole bit.
Forget the Scrapple.
Lynn hates that.
Now are you?
Michael eat Scrapple.
When we first met, that's what I had a Scrapple. And Lynn said, "What are you eating?" I told her. She said, "You know what you're eating?" I told
it's
her.
Junk.
Yeah, she had me stop eating.
Did you put cherry peppers on your cheesesteak?
No, I can't eat that. But I put, you know, just the plain stuff on there.
Then you wash it all down with
the yingling. I ate a kind of plain, just ketchup and, you know,
oh,
a little
onion. Oh, my God.
You ruined it.
Ketchup.
I do put onions and that kind of stuff
all
on there.
Right,
and,
well. You put pizza sauce.
I can't eat the peppers. But anyway, by the way, the Eagles will be on in what, about a half an hour.
We know. Yeah. Michael will catch the end of the game on the way home.
Yeah. All right, so thanks for calling, Jim. Appreciate it. We're going down to trivia.
Jim, you take
care. We're going to trivia. This, right now, this song is from
David.
David, this is his trivia. So right now, we're going to play it. And who is singing this song? Who's singing this song?
It's
anybody know
one.
It? It's a tough one. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I think you'll recognize the voice.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio. Green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
Comes in a leatherette case with holes in it, so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A singing alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
me, walking up pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear, and a thing on the other end that you...
Okay, that's David's... Trivia
question.
Yeah, I
wouldn't have known that.
Who is singing this song? I recognize the voice right away.
1963.
Yeah, you have to know the voice. 407-894-1680.
Come on, baby boomers.
Yeah, that song, well,
I got faith in you.
His voice was very popular back in the 60s. Lynn.
Yes.
Now's the time to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Do it while we're waiting. While we're waiting.
Okay, I have a short PSA from Lighthouse Central Florida, and they would like you to know, if you would like to build up your confidence, speaking of jobs, well, you have to have confidence when you go on your interview, whether it's a virtual interview or, you know, in the flesh interview. So if you'd like to build up your confidence for your next interview and you'd like to be comfortable speaking in front of an audience, then they would like you to join them for an afternoon of theater games and fun as you will learn the techniques of creative drama in a safe and welcoming environment. This workshop will focus on four main components of creative drama: body awareness, very important, space, interaction, and quick thinking. So if you would like to register for this workshop, please contact Ginger Oreskovich or Sharon McDonald. And here's the number, 407-898-2483. And please do that before January 21st, or you can just email Ginger at her email. It's kind of long, but you're better off calling the phone number 407-898-2483 and ask for Ginger Oreskovich.
And if you miss any part of that with Lynn, rather than keep on repeating it, just write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll tell you the information.
But how important is that? If you're going to have to go on an interview or talk, you have to
important.
Be very confident.
But if anything you want to know, just write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll get back to you right away, promise. And we'll fill you in. So if you didn't get her phone number or anything else. And when you contact any of these people, please tell them that you heard her on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Any callers
yet?
Okay, I have three callers on the phone line right now.
You're kidding.
The first caller on the phone line is from St. Louis, Missouri, and she's intrigued about the phone number from Gina and Billy Ray Parker. Can you give you want to
sure,
talk to her?
Sure, absolutely. I will give it out again. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to get it from my email. Here it is. Okay, you ready? In St. Louis, 703-310-0500. And the website is just www.n, like Nancy, I-B as in boy, .org. N-I-B.org. And if you can't get that, just please write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be happy to give you the information. And ask for Billy Parker.
And don't forget, when you speak to Billy, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio
Terrific.
Show.
Terrific. I'm glad people are interested. Okie dokie.
Who else is on the line?
That's Denise.
Denise.
Let me write that down
Denise,
just so we know.
We'll be looking out
Thank
for you,
Denise.
We'll tell Billy that you're going to call him Denise.
That's fabulous.
Denise might have a new job soon.
Yep. Oh my gosh, that's fabulous.
And Denise, if you have any questions, if you didn't hear the phone number, write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll be happy to send it to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
No
Denise
problem,
in
Denise.
St. Louis. All right, Denise. Thank
Who
you.
Who else on the line?
Okay. I also, right now, I have Grant from St. Petersburg. Grant.
New name.
Grant, okay.
Hey, Grant.
Hi, Grant.
Hello, hello. Hey, Michael.
Wait a second, Grant. Who else on the line right now?
Dominique from New Jersey and Janice from St. Petersburg.
All these new names.
Okay, Dominic from New Jersey. Okay. So all these people.
Get bracelets.
I want you to hold on the line. If he gets it, what I'm going to do is I'll play another song for you while you're holding and see if you can get that one. So who's the first one?
This is Grant.
Grant.
Grant from St. Petersburg.
Grant, how you doing? Your first time caller, first time I ever heard your name?
I'm a long time listener and a first time caller.
Okay. Wow.
What made you take the big step tonight?
Yeah, the big step to call up.
Oh, I don't know. I just got excited.
Good. So you're going to get a bracelet, we send it to us, and maybe you're going to get a nice prize. Okay, so who do you think is singing that song?
The 12 Days of Christmas, but it's the Alan Sherman version.
100% right, mister.
Wow.
We didn't think anybody did. Alan Sherman. 100% right.
Alan Sherman. Hello, mother. Hello, father.
There you go.
Oh, you're done good, mister.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
From Dunkin' Donuts.
$10 gift card.
I'll have to tell Eugene about that.
Okay, you tell him.
Your first time call, and you hear you win a prize.
Yep. Hey,
and
that's
see, it pays
cool.
to listen to Blind and Beyond. Okay, thank you for calling in.
Wait, hold on for
don't,
talk
hey,
to
Grant, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, now who else on the line?
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.
Thanks for being out there, Grant.
Who else on the line?
Let's take the other callers.
Dominic
in New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi, Dominic.
Is this Dominic in New Jersey?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, Dominic?
What part of New Jersey are you from, Dominic?
I was born in Central, but I moved to North Jersey about a year ago.
What exit?
Exit 17 off of 78.
Oh, okay. Route 17.
Yeah.
Exit, what's 78? I lived at 168. What's 78?
No, he's near 78.
Route 78.
Oh, Route 78. The, okay.
Yeah. I know where you are. Yep. Used to go up there many, many times. Yep.
Very nice up here.
So you were calling, I guess, for trivia?
Yeah, I had the answer to the Alan Sherman song.
Okay, so I'm going to play a song right now.
Was I a little late?
Yeah, it's a little late, but don't go away. I'm going to play a song right now and see if you can get it.
All right.
I'm going to play a song.
I'd like to know how Dominic found out about the show.
What's that?
How did you learn about our show, Blind and Beyond, in New Jersey?
You know, I actually coach a blind softball team out of Philadelphia.
Oh.
And Gina's actually on that team. And so I called to listen in to listen to Gina speak. She's wonderful.
Well, you know what? You should call in sometime. You write to us, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we'd like to have you on the air to talk about the softball team, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn about it, actually.
Yeah, as we go into the spring season. Let's do that, all right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, cool.
Okay, play the next trivia song right now.
I think we still have another caller, too. Okay.
Let them hold. Let's see if he can get it. He gets it. He gets it. No, no, Uncle.
This is Michael's Christmas present.
Who's singing this song?
I bet she's going to get it.
This is easy.
Chestnuts roasting.
Okay, who's singing this song?
What did you just say?
I did it on purpose. He recognized the voice.
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll play it. I'm going to play 5 more seconds of it.
Oh, you're getting tired.
All right.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
That's it. Okay, you got your shot.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that Nat King Cole?
100% right.
Wow.
I knew you'd get it, Dominic. I had faith in you, bud.
Okay. Nat King Cole, you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Way to go, man.
Okay. See, and you're going to get yourself a new first-time caller getting a bracelet sent out to you, too.
And more importantly, we hope you continue to listen.
And yeah, I hope you continue
Tune in
to listen.
Every week. Okay, Dominic?
Thank you, guys.
Let us know about the softball, man.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. I'll be in touch.
Hey, Dominic, hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
And who else on the line right now?
Going to break.
Keep on line. Whoever's on the line. We're going to break. Don't go away. And if you're still on the line, hold. We'll get you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Are
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have on the line from St. Petersburg, Florida. Are you there, caller? St. Pete, Florida. Are you there? St. Petersburg, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
And what's your first name, St. Pete?
Janice.
Janice.
Okay. Hi, Janice.
Hello, Janice.
And you were calling in for what, Janice?
I was calling for the trivia, but everybody got this one, I know.
Okay, so we're going to play one right now real fast. We're going to play a few seconds and see if you can get this one.
She's got her radio.
Okay.
Turn down your radio
because you, or your computer.
Hang on. I think.
Okay, here we go. You can't listen to both because it's a feedback. You'll hear
the crazy
echo
there.
Yeah.
You can listen to it when I archive the show.
You're on a delay. If you don't listen to us directly, it's only delay. Okay, we're going to play a few seconds of this one and then see if you can get this one. This. Here we go. Who's singing this song?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas.
Okay, you think you got it?
I think it's Peggy Lee.
No, I'm sorry.
It's close.
I'm sorry. Close, but sorry. Are you a first-time caller?
No.
So you've got your bracelet from us already.
No, I'm not a first-time caller.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling. Congratulations, Grant.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for giving it a try there, Miss Janice.
Keep on listening, Janice.
All right. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we're going to the top of the hour. Station.
Anybody else holding?
Nope, going to the top of the hour, Michael.
Okay, we're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond Radio Show.